It is time for another round of Talking Books, joined in the studio as we are every Wednesday by the one, the only, Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. We've got a special guest who we'll introduce in a second, but first of all, Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. Thank you.
And that's Talking Books. Good night, everybody.
I'm well, and I'm just going to provide a preamble that I am blatantly co-opting the show that I generally represent the library or community arts and culture to represent Orange Literacy. I serve on their board. They do awesome work. Just putting it out there. I'm here today with my Orange Literacy cap on.
How many different hats do you have? You got the library, you've got community arts and culture, Orange Literacy.
There's a couple others, but I can't talk about them on the radio.
Right. So coming up on Sunday, May 15th, this is the big event. Orange Literacy is hosting their annual Writers for Readers event. They do it every year in different spaces, and this year you can head to the Forest Theater in Chapel Hill at 4 p.m. It's a free family concert featuring Reese Palmer and Pierce Freelon, who is a recent Grammy nominee and also the author of a new children's book called Daddy Daughter Day, which just came out. OrangeLiteracy.org is the website. Get more info and register in advance, because Forest Theater is big, but this is going to be a big event, so spots will go quickly for
and
this.
And it's a free event.
And it's a free event as well.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely for everyone. It should be a fun family event. And Pierce Freelon is here in the studio joining us this morning to talk about it. Pierce, thanks again so much for being here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about the event, the last time we had you on the air was during Live and Local, and that was pre-Grammys. So how was it? I think the last time you were on, the Grammys were going to be on X Day in Los Angeles, and then they wound up being Y Day in Las Vegas. So
yeah, that's right.
What was it like?
Oh, it was beautiful. Being in the Grammys, being nominated was a huge honor. But probably the most exciting part of it was being there with my mom. Mm-hmm. And we both got to present.
That was so cool to watch.
We were co-presenters, and we were introduced by LeVar Burton, Mr. Reading Rainbow himself.
Yep.
And
you've got a song about LeVar on your album.
He mentioned it. LeVar's like, you know, this guy, Pierce, he's got a song about me on his album. I can't.
Wow.
And
it helps that it's a great song, too. My favorite song on the album. It's so good. Yeah.
Thank you. And what a great connection, you know, to the book. I grew up watching Reading Rainbow on PBS, introduced to so many wonderful books, Mufaro's Beautiful Daughters and, you know, so many wonderful authors and illustrators. And now I'm a children's book author. And it's an honor to step into that space that was so, informative for me as a kid.
So tell us about Daddy Daughter Day. This just came out last week, right?
Yeah, Daddy Daughter Day is just a joyful day in the life of me, Daddy, and my daughter, Stella. And we just have fun. We go through some indoor play, hanging out at the crib, doing pillow fights and making smoothies and building forts. We definitely tap into our imaginations. We start a band. We're being architects and baking cookies on the moon. And then we're in the community. We're at a protest calling for reparations and the movement for Black Lives. And even when it rains, we're still together as a family. And I think, it's really important to celebrate family, particularly Black family, and also, even more specifically, this nurturing relationship between father and daughter. It's not something that you see a lot of in the media. And a buddy of mine texted me yesterday. He's like, I read this book to my daughter last night, and she's like, Daddy, that's us. That's us.
Aww.
And that was really heartwarming. It's just a beautiful book, wonderfully illustrated by Olivia Duchess, published by Little Brown Books for young readers. And I just feel honored to have my voice out there.
Olivia's based out of London. How'd you connect?
Yeah, Instagram.
All right. How everyone connects, right?
You know, I mean, listen, these days you can find anything, illustrator, you need somebody to work on your house, somebody to, there's it is the new phone book. It's the new classifieds, you know. So social media is a really, really great tool. And, you know, never met in person. It all happened during COVID and sending drafts back and forth over email. But the first point of contact, like looking at our artwork and making that original overture was... As millennials call, sliding in the DMs.
Nice.
And I'll say the book is gorgeous. There's something about that color scheme, that like purple, violet color. And then when I think about the illustrations, they're just bright and joyful, and they just match the cadence of the words so well. And that's when, I mean, there are so many picture book authors and illustrators, but when the when two of them pair up and you haven't even met and get it right, that's amazing.
Yeah. Susan, you and I were reading the book for the first time, like right before we started, and gushing over how good it is, but you are much more of an expert on books and kids' books than I am. So what makes a good children's book? Like, what sets a book like this apart?
My children's staff would disagree. They're like, Susan Brown doesn't know anything.
You are more of an expert than I am. There's a wide, wide spectrum.
Well, I will say for me, so my boys are teenagers now, but boy, we read picture books back in the day all the time. And for me, as a reader, it's the fun of reading the words, the cadence, the rhymes, all of that. And then having, and this really... does it well, all of the things to point and picture or to point at that you don't catch the first time. It's like the little details. And I noted when you open up the book on the inside cover, there's this wallpaper kind of a dog and a rainbow and an ice cream cone. And as you get into the book, you see those elements. So it's clever both as a reader, as the person hearing it, and as, you know, using your eyes. So your eyes, your ears, your mouth are all engaged in a great picture book.
What was, Pierce, what was your process like of writing it? Like people look at a children's book and it's so, like the language is simple and it's a short book. And I think people might get the impression that it's an easy thing to do. It's a really difficult thing to do.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, luckily I started with a song. Daddy Daughter Day is a song. It appears on my first children's music album, DAD. And, you know, it's a song that really was kind of in the children's music community, which is a very small community. It was like one of the biggest songs of that year in 2020. And, you know, we were talking about it on NPR and were invited to the Today Show to talk about and perform the song. My daughter, Stella, and I. And, you know, that was the basis. That was the foundation. So I had a really strong foundation. And then, but you know, the song is only, you know, 16 bars. It's shorter than the book is. So I had to build and embellish and really translate the lyric to the page. And also, you know, it tells a story that starts, you know, waking up first thing in the morning and it ends at bedtime with, you know, being tucked into bed at the end with some conflict in the middle. You know, it rains, we're out. Celebrating our day and it rains on our parade. So had to weave those elements in and I had great support. The staff, my editor, Farron, and the staff at Little Brown Books for Young Readers were really helpful. And also my manager, Monica Young, who had worked on the book and animated short Hair Love, was a great mentor in helping me translate my ideas from one medium to another, from music to book. But it felt great. It was a wonderful experience. And to me speaks to the importance of having a good team around you.
Yeah. What did Stella think when she saw it?
Oh, she loves it.
Yeah.
Stella absolutely loves it. I mean, this is our lives. It's literally a glimpse into our lives. The characters are modeled after our images and, you know, it's funny, when we were going through drafts with Olivia and the picture editor, there are places in there where you can totally see Stella's personality shine through. There's this one part that I love where we start a rock band.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you look at this kind of rock band image, it's me and Stella, you know, girls and dads can rock in a heavy metal band or frolic like two princesses when we play pretend. And so, you know, here we are like rocking out in our band and Stella just kind of had like the original kind of draft of of this just had her smiling, and she's like, nah, if I'm shredding on a guitar, I'm gonna have like a
She's got that face. It's great. Yeah. It's great.
So your listeners can't see me, but I'm basically like making a face like I'm squeezing my eyes shut, and I'm like doing air guitar fingers, you know. And so we took actual pictures of her at home with her guitar, like
awesome.
Kind of playing, and I thought they really nailed the emotion of what it is to, you know, to get your Jimi Hendrix on, you know, your Janelle Monáe on, or Bette Davis. There's a Durham native rocker who just passed away, who's really important in the punk, you know, black punk rock scene. I mean, not punk proper, she was pre-punk, but definitely an icon in that rock genre. So yeah, we just those are the areas where her fingerprint is all over the book.
Awesome. Speaking with Pierce Freelon, Susan Brown, the book is Daddy Daughter Day. It's out now on Sunday. You can head to the Forest Theater in Chapel Hill, 4 p.m. The annual Writers for Readers event hosted by Orange Literacy. OrangeLiteracy.org is their website. Pierce is going to be there signing copies of the book. He's also going to be performing music alongside another great local artist, Reese Palmer. And over to Susan Brown for more on Orange Literacy and the work that they do.
Yeah. So I started serving on that board during COVID. And, you know, Writers for Readers is their major annual fundraiser. And they haven't been able to do it in person in more than 2 years, like everybody else. And like many folks during COVID, we've really been sort of reflecting on things, on the organization, on our efforts, and on this event. And they really wanted to blow it up in the sense of everything that had been done before. Let's rethink it, which gave me, I'm actually the chair of the Writers for Readers committee this year. That's what happens, though. You join a board and they say, can you chair the committee
do this,
for our major fundraiser?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
Right.
And talk about a great team at Orange Literacy. They're a great team, but they said we've never had a focus on kids and families. It's always been more of a cocktail event with a couple great authors on stage. Those were awesome events, but Orange Literacy also, they primarily focus on adult literacy, but also now family literacy. So that sensibility of being together and reading role models and all of that. So they gave me and the committee leeway to think differently. So we thought of Pierce and this book, and it comes out right at the right time. So the event is free, but of course there will certainly be some hat passing. We also have free copies of the book for every kid that's there.
Awesome.
Pierce will read from the book. He'll play a set. Reese Palmer, I'm going to fangirl a little bit. We'll be there as well. And it's just going to be a great event. Yeah, so we're really hoping to highlight Pierce's work and tie it all together with the mission of this group, which is really, really important.
And again, orangeliteracy.org is the website. Go there and register for the event Sunday, May 15th, 4 p.m. at the Forest Theater. Pierce Freelon will be there performing, reading from Daddy Daughter Day, signing copies. Reese Palmer will also be there performing. She's fantastic. Do not miss it. Should be nice weather as well. So head there and check that out. Got to wrap up. We're speaking with Susan Brown and Pierce Freelon. Obviously, Daddy Daughter Day is the book we're recommending for Talking Books, but other books that you want to recommend for folks?
Wow. Well, I mentioned one earlier today, which is a celebration of fatherhood, a book called Hair Love by Matthew A. Cherry. It's a wonderful book about a dad, you know, doing his daughter's hair. And there's a scene in Daddy Daughter Day that is kind of the reverse of that. It's actually Stella doing my hair, which looks pretty fun when it happens. You check the book, check it out. But also as an Oscar-winning short film. They turned that book into a Disney-style short film, which won the Oscar for Best Animated Short in 2020. So that was...
Is that the one that Kobe Bryant was involved with?
Kobe Bryant was the previous year.
It was the previous year, that's right.
Yeah, which is another wonderful short film. And then, last 2020.
Okay.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, that was the year Kobe Bryant
passed away.
Like,
right.
Within a week of that year's Oscars. You know, which is another instance of, of daddy-daughter, that intimate relationship being shown all over the media. And so those two things actually were really instrumental in me releasing the song Daddy Daughter Day, because it was one of the first times I ever saw myself as like a young black father reflected in the media in a significant way. And it encouraged me to want to add my voice to the chorus, because we definitely need more of that.
That's a great book, and you can get it now. And the album is DAD that goes along with it. That's been out for a couple of years, also worth checking out. We'll have a song from it coming up later on this hour as well. OrangeLiteracy.org is the website. Forest Theater in Chapel Hill, 4 p.m. is that free family concert on Sunday, May 15th. It's the Writers for Readers event. Don't miss it. Pierce Freelon, Susan Brown, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks. See you Sunday.